Hello all and welcome to ADOX Theme News with background music powered by Chichileu, Ria, Chichileu again, and finally Salsa. This will be, the last one before a break of 1 week because I'm going to leave for holidays and I won't return before July 11. Some of the most interesting news. There is a new issue of Devotion, Devotion 2. Devotion is an Amiga disc Mac, and after a year it is back. Actually, it was regarded as dead short after the release of the first issue because its main editor, Darkus, was no longer interested in the scene due to real-life problems, and he did not allow his co-editor, Magic, to continue the magazine. Meanwhile, other people have displayed interest in contributing to the magazine. Some of these people are Wade and Zane, very well-known Amiga Disc Mac editors, and since Darkers apparently didn't answer to their mails, they decided to completely take over this magazine and now release a new issue. The articles are very good, but some of them are also very brutal and aggressive attacks, which I disapprove of. You can find it in any case at CNET, www.cnet.de. It's also supposed to be at amigascene.net as soon as this domain goes online again. By the way, Hornet works again. ftp.hornet.org is working again. It was set to be down some months ago, but in fact it is there again, and you can download all the programs from the demo scene from 1992 to 1998 that are located at this server. Yeah, the demo group 100-person Prophet, which mainly releases wild demos and video demos, has a new site, www.prophet.org.uk, where you can get their video demos and their old-school Amiga 500 demo CD-ROMs. And there are new members in this group. They are Lexical and also Pervert. Lexical is a musician from Amiga, and he's also a member of Cubex. Pervert is an old friend of the Hundred Prophets team, and he is a 2D and concept artist. The demo group Occult, which released some very good 4 kilobyte intro, is looking for a Lightwave modeller, and if you are interested, you must go to the website, which has a German URL, www.unterweltherrschaft.de. So I guess nobody understood it except a few people who understand German, and so this won't be interesting to anybody outside anyway. There's also a new group called Foul, founded by Foul. Yes, it's right, the founder is called like the group, but he used to be a member of an Amiga demo group, Magic Dreams. He's already a bit experienced, and he's looking for a coder. Well, the URL is www.phallus.net. Cthulhu left Next Empire and the scene altogether, but he might return. We hope it is just a little break. The huge size coding competition number 14 is over, and you can now find the third pack and the better result at www.huge.de/compo. The compo was about an assembler for a fictional CPU called View. An And there's a new version of DemoGL, the scripting engine and demo making tool by Infuse Project, as announced by Otis. It's version 1.31 build 0528, and there are many new features. I won't listen now. Just check it out, www.demogl.com. You know, it's for OpenGL. And Assembly 2001 is looking for a composer of background music. You can contact them at tom@livecrew.org if you're interested. And you own the copyright for a song. Yeah, that's important. Another cool music news. Nectarine, the scene music site, might be a real Radio Science channel soon in the future, because it has been chosen by Philips to be one of their first internet radio being on a new product. Yes, right, how it works. The new Philips Stereo Hi-Fi systems now have an IM tuner on which you can plug either your network or your satellite plot. There will be 100 stations later, and now there are only 10, and one of them is Nectarine. It will be available before the end of the summer. I'm not supposed to mention coding news, but nevertheless I want to say that there is a 3D engine full spec released by Cyberfish of The Lost Souls at www.tihlde.org/ well then, this snake character torbjörvi/snock. Okay, well, you won't memorize this URL, so why have I told it at all? And I've been contacted by, well, Yvrind Olmquist of Tietonator Consulting. There's a new website at geocities.com, the exact address www.geocities.com/virtualexp, which is supposed to have the biggest collection of Java 3D applets on the web. It contains virtual 3D world, 3D rides, space journeys, and dynamic graphics. Check it out if you want to see the latest in virtual reality. Well, I say check it out, compare it to the demo scene. Some new music from Malcolm at www.wow64.com. Get it if you're interested in his hard tracks. And also a nice news, a nice final news. The news Cubex homepage is online, www.cubex.org. Oh, another news maybe for coders, but nevertheless I wanted to mention it. Sorjan Karpathy has written a 3D object converter for Windows, and he wants to support all polygon-based 3D systems in the world. If you want to help him by mentioning which he doesn't support yet, you should check out this program. As said, it's called 3D Object Converter for Windows, and it's located at members.zglobe.com/3dconverter/default.html. But probably you will find it by means of Gargle or another search engine anyway. Yeah, and Cool Fat with his Cox Cables group has released a new scroller crack show at c.org. It's available, and there's going to be a new issue of Black Market, which is one of very few paper magazines in the demo scene, compiled by Raver from a Baltic country, as far as I know. It was released at Mechanism Symposium 2001. Now there's a new issue with better edited articles, less spelling errors, more photos, a better printing technique, etc. And if you are interested in it, contact Raver at raver@dc-s.com. dc-s is for Dual Cruise Shining. He will probably tell you how much it costs and how you can get it by mail order. Finally, I should mention about Fuji 200 of kilobytes of articles so far, a lot of topics covered, and we are still looking for lots of articles. If you want to write ut@netway.at, topics we need the most are currently graphic tutorials, coding tutorials, music and scene in general, opinions, reviews, party reports, anything that conveys the cool spirit of the scene we share, what makes us unique. Some of the articles covered in this issue will be, for example, name voting or the need for a corporate entity in a demo scene. Another topic in the coding range is scripting engines and the art of optimizing. We'll have at least two articles on scripting engines and writing a demo editor. Yeah, well, mathematics will also be covered. For example, how to create Taylor series, which is very important if you don't want to use the FPU and still, for example, use sine functions. Stay tuned is what I say now, and have fun, enjoy the summer. It's great weather over here, I hope it's also great weather over you. It's your place, and have fun with the Havoc.